Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 14th July 2021. Malaysia hit another record high of daily COVID-19 cases with 11,618 infections today. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah revealed the latest figure in a series of tweets this afternoon. Selangor topped the list with 5,051 cases, followed by Kuala Lumpur 1,749 cases and Negeri Sembilan 1,537 cases. The average monthly salary and wages among Malaysians has declined by 9% in 2020. It is the first decline since data was first reported in 2010 by the Salaries and Wages Survey by the Department of Statistics Malaysia, DOSM. According to Malaysia's Chief Statistician, Datuk Sri Muhammad Uzair Mahidin, the decline occurred due to the country's labour market experiencing volatile momentum last year due to the health crisis and economic impact. No animal sacrificial rites are allowed to be carried out in Negeri Sembilan in conjunction with Aidiladha this year. State Mufti Department announced today the congressional Aidiladha prayer would also be limited to a maximum of 12 persons comprising mosques and surau committee members. A total of 142 child abuse cases were recorded in Negeri Sembilan in the first 6 months of this year. State Social Welfare Department Director Ros Nasaruddin said, from the total, physical abuse topped the list with 85 cases, followed by sexual abuse 36 cases, child neglect 13 cases, emotional abuse 4 cases and abandonment 4 cases. Switzerland's Roger Federer became the latest big name in tennis to withdraw from the Tokyo Olympics due to a knee injury during the grass court season. The 20-time Grand Slam champion had two knee surgeries in 2020, which resulted in more than a year of rehabilitation. Meanwhile, Tokyo reported 1,149 new COVID-19 cases today, its highest daily tally since January 22nd, as the capital gears up for the Summer Olympics, slated to start on July 23rd. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.